Okay, today is Daf Chav Tes. We are on Chav Chesam and Beis. We are on the bottom line. Umber from Nuna. Ma'arvin Betardin Chayim. You can use raw beets. I think it's beets for an Eruv. Ini, is that true? Vamer of Chesam. Rav Chesam said Silka Chaya, raw beets. Katal Gavron Chayim kills a live man. Meaning it's deadly. It's deadly. It's dangerous. Can't use that. You can't eat that. Can't use that for an Eruv. So Hahu. No. When is it dangerous? Bibashel velo bashel. When it's not fully cooked, then it's dangerous. But if it's fully cooked, it's not dangerous at all. Ikata Amri, Amr of Amnuna, Ein Ma'arvin Betardin Chayim. You cannot use raw beets. Damar of Chista, Silka Chaya, Katal Gavra Chaya. Raw beets kills a live person. But people eat it, they don't die. So what are you talking about? Hasam, no. The danger is the bashal v'lo bashal. That if it's only partially cooked, that is dangerous. If it's fully cooked, it's not a problem. Amr of Chista, Tavshel Shel Tardin, a dish made out of beets, Yafel Borscht, it's called Borscht, right? Yafel Alev, it's good for the heart, V'tov L'Nayim, good for the eyes, V'chol Shkein Rivnei Me'ayim, it's for sure good for the stomach, it's soothing. Amr Abaya, V'ud Yosef Abitafi, that's where it sits in the pot. Tes, Chav Tes. V'avid Tuch Tuch, and it goes, Tuch Tuch, the pot's like, you know, simmering along, that's a good sign. Amr Rava, Hayreniki ben Azai b'shuki de Tveria. I feel like I'm ben Azai in the shuk of Tveria. What does that mean? So Rashi, fascinating Rashi. Rashi says, Hayreniki ben Azai b'shuki de Tveria. Yoma b'dicha havali l'Rava. Rava was in a good mood today. Rava was in a good mood. V'amalahu, the Talmidim, he said to his Talmidim, Hashta tzili daiti. I'm in such a good mood today. I feel so good. I'm so clear-headed. V'hayreni mizuman l'hashiv charifas l'chol mi sheshe elani. I feel like I'm going to answer any question, anything you ask me. I'm in such a good mood today. Today it's called open thread, they call that today. Open thread day. What's it called? Open line Friday, right? Josh says, ask me any question you want. I'll ask any question you want. Just like Ben Azai used to do that. He used to go to the Shuk in Tveria and ask him anything you want. There was nobody smarter than him. Nobody was more of a ochre harem. Nobody more was love lamdan than Ben Azai. So you Omer kol chach meYisrael lefnadav kitzrichas hashum. Everybody's like a peel. No one compared to him. Chutz min hakareach hazeh, except for that bald one, which is Rabbi Akiva. He's the only one that came. So Rav said, I feel like I'm in such a good mood today. You can ask me anything. So interesting, such an interesting. Anyway, Amalei hu mirabana leRava tapuchim bekama. If you want to make an air with apples, how many apples do you need? Amalei, v'chim ha'arvim v'tapuchim? What, you can use apples? V'lo? Why not? V'otnan, a twirling apple. Why do I ever say that? You can use apples? Why not? V'otnan, but we learned. Kol ochle mitzdarfen l'psulas ha'gvia b'chatzi pras. Any food is posel you in the shir v'chatzi pras. What does that mean? So Rashi says, l'psulas ha'gvia, im ochal ochlin t'meim. If you eat tamei food, do you become tamei? Not really, right? Afal pi she'ein ochel matamei adam b'maga, tamei food can't make you tamei. It can make other food tamei, but not you. Can't make people tamei. However, I ochel meinayhu chatzi pras, if you eat a chatzi pras of it, dahainu shnei beitzim, that's a shear. Nifsal begufo milechel betruma. You're a kohen. You ate tamei food. You ate any food. Now, do you become tamei? No, because the food can't make you tamei. However, it's in sitting in your belly, the tamei food, you can't eat truma now. In that regard, it's tamei. It made you tamei to the extent you can't eat truma. Okay, now we're going to learn later on. Chatzi chetzi l'pasol sakvia. Half of a half to pasol your gvia means your throat. Chetzi ahayinu pras, loshem prusa, and chetzi is a chatzi pras. So it's a small shear, and if you eat that much of tumma, you don't become tummy. Because food can't make people tummy. But it does make you tummy to the extent that you can't eat truma now. So, and it says all food. So why aren't apples included? The apples are tummy. The apples can't make you tummy. Maybe, but metal is not. It's complicated. There are abundance. It's very complicated. But liquid, but a solid can't make you tummy. So you tummy b'drabanan. Okay. So, ubamazon, So that's the first halacha he said. First of all food can make you tamei to the extent that you can't eat truma. Not. Number two. Umazon shtei sudos l'eruv. The shear for an eruv tchum is two sudos. Ukebeit l'tamei tumas ochlin. And what's the size of how much food you have to have that the food can become tamei? And the answer is, the size of a beitza. Okay? So the Gemara says, "V'haymai tiyuftas." What's the kasha? Dilma. What is the kasha? That said, all food can you eat anything for an eruv? Ilem mishum diktani kol ochlin v'ani bnei lachil nenu. Apples are food. V'am Rabbi Yochanan ein lemeidim ben aklalos afil b'akam shenar b'chutz. But we said yes. We said on Shabbos that whenever we have a rule, there's always exceptions. So maybe apples are an exception. El mishum diktani umazon shtei sudos la'ariv. Well, we also just made a statement that you could use any food for mazon for shtei sudos. Ukebeitza l'tamei tumas ochlin, and the shear is a beitza to make food tamei. V'haninami d'bnei t'muye tumas ochlin ninu. Well, apples can become tamei. So if apples can become tamei, they can also serve as an eruv. So when Rav asked, well, you can use apples, that he was not correct. You can use apples. Why not? They're food. They can become tamei like anything else. V'kama, how many apples? Amar Rav Nachman, tapuchim bekav. The shear is a kav. Fine. Meisve, 1 second. There's a brayta that says like this. Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Reb Shimon ben Elazar says that there's something called Maiser Oni, which is every the third and sixth year of the Shemitah cycle, you don't take Maiser Sheni, you give Maiser Oni. So Rashi says, Maiser Oni, Shemachalko la'aniyim, right? They used to give it to the aniyim. That's what you do with it. Harbe al hagorin koi. They would already show up at the threshing place at the silo. They wouldn't wait. They wouldn't wait for you to process it. They wouldn't wait. They come already, right? So they come already over there. The kamer ain pokes in laani begorin nahai shear. So when they show up there, if you have it, you have to give them a certain shear. You can't give them one apple. You can't give them one kernel of. You can't do that. What's the shear? Less than that, it's not considered a nesina. I'm going to give you one apple. It's not. I'm going to give you one grape. It's nothing. It's not a gift, right? So what is that shear? So it depends what it is. So Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer, uchla tavlin. Uchla is a certain shear for tavlin, for spices. Litra, shear. Yerek, for vegetables. Vasara egozin, 10 nuts. Chamisha afarsikin, 5 peaches, peaches. Shnei rimonim, 2 pomegranates, you can't give 1 pomegranate, you gotta give 2 pomegranates. The esrog echad, 1 esrog. Now, that is the end of the brisa. So now what about something not on the list? What about oranges? What about apples? Well, how many do you have those you have to give? They gave a list of funny things, right? That's it, that's the whole list. So for Omar Gursak Bardari, never heard of him. Gursak Bar Dori said, Mishmeidr of Menashia, Barshaguvli, Mishmeidr Rav, V'chein le'eruv. And that's the same shear for Eruv. The same shear. How much Maaser Oni you have to give? It's the same amount as 2 sudos. Basically, with the giving of the Oni, 2 sudos, same shear for Eruv. Now, the first member here was a Brisa. Reb Shimon ben Elazar said a Brisa. He was talking about Maaser Oni. Rav Menashia Bar Shaguvli, he extended that and said the same thing by Eruv. Now, Vahani Nami Lavi Kiafarsakin. So now, why are apples different than peaches? Lachora, it's the same thing. And what did we say by peaches? How many peaches did give Maiseroni? 5. How many apples for Maiseroni? 5. How many apples for Eruv? 5. We said before, we just said a kav. So it's a kasha. How much is a kav? A kav, if you want to know what a kav is. A kav. What? No, it's not 5. A kav is a liquid measure, and it's the shear is 4 lug. And a lug is 6 beitzim, so a kav is 24 beitzim. It's 1.3 liters. According to the Chazon Ish, it's 2.4 liters, which is more than 5. Right. So it's more than five. So that's the kasha. Which one is it? Is it five, or is it a kav? But the whole question is premised on the fact that you're saying that apples are no different than peaches. That's the whole premise. So the Gemara says that's hani chashivi, v'hani lo chashivi, right? No, these are chashiv, and these are not chashiv. In other words. Look at the Rashi of Chashivi. It says, Vamrina lekamon, we're going to say later on, kol shehu lifton, whatever is a, lifton officially means relish, but what it means is anything that accompanies a meal, right? So kedei lechol bo. Let's say you have rice. Rice is not a main dish, it's a side dish. So how much rice do you have for Erev? The amount of rice that would be for two meals? No, you never eat rice as a meal. So it's the amount that you would have for side dish for two meals. Everything's like that. Peanut butter. Nobody eats peanut butter. It's only to smear on the bread. So how much peanut butter do you have to use for Eruv? The amount that you would use as for peanut butter sandwiches. Which would be, no, you don't use peanut butter of anything else. You only use sandwiches out of it. Right? You don't eat peanut butter. How much peanut butter? Some people do, but it's not really. How much peanut butter would you use for to make sandwiches for two meals? Now, if it's bread, people eat bread in a meal. People eat steak. So then the shear is different. Everything's different. So Rashi says, "I'm going to come up. We're going to say later on, kol shu lifton kedei lechalbo, that the shear for a lifton for something accompanying the meal is the amount that accompanies a meal. Alma lav mamish sudos." It's not really for a suda. You don't need to, I'm going to have a suda out of peanut butter. No, you don't need that. That's not the shear. Nobody eats peanut butter. Everything goes by what you're using it for, by its chashivas. That's how every food is measured. Not every food is used for, you don't make a meal out of peanut butter, you don't make a meal out of apples. Yeah, you make an apple crisp, and an apple this, apple pie. So, how much pie do you eat at a suda? You have a slice of pie, whatever it is. So it's the same shear.
I'm just wondering if in those days, I don't think they ate apple as a fruit because it was probably sour. They'd make cider out of it or put it.
We're going to see either today or tomorrow, coming up, they didn't eat meat without bread.
Right.
They only ate meat with bread. Nobody ate meat alone. The Persians, the weirdos, they ate meat alone. That's not a normal thing. So we're going to get to that. It's true. That. What? And no, we're going to say tzoli without bread. The Gemara's like, who eats that? Im lifton, if it's accompanying the food, sh'adim ragel lalafis bo'es hapas, the amount that normally you use, whatever it is, peanut butter or meat, whatever you use, whatever relish you use to accompany the bread. Because by then, bread was the only staple. Everything else was secondary. Right? Sh'yura kadeh lalafis bo'es hapas, sh'tei sudos, for two sudos. If it's some kind of dessert, how much dessert do you have for two meals? Nobody, dessert's not a main dish. By definition, dessert's dessert. That's the shear of all these foods. So you can't compare apples and peaches. It's totally different things. One is like this and one's like this. You can't compare. Okay. Amar Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef said, Sharolei Mare Lebav Menashe Bar Shaguvli. Look at this. I can't believe. I said it about a Mishnah, and he said it about this Brisa. This Brisa had a bunch of the items from Eiser Oni. Rav Menashe Bar Shaguvli said the same thing to Eruv. That's a Brisa. I said it about, says Rabbi Yosef, I said it about a Mishnah. Ditnan, there's a Mishnah in Peah that says, Ein pochsin l'oni, bigoren, michati kav chitin v'kav se'orin. You can't give less than an oni. You can't give less than a when an oni shows up at the goren, at the threshing place. You got to give him a certain shear. What's the shear? A chatzi kav of wheat, which is a kav of barley. It's a different shear, right? Barley and wheat are not the same. You have to give more barley than wheat. For Meir Omar, chatzi kav seorin. You have to give a half a kav of seorin. For kav a chatzi kusmin. If you're giving kusmin, you got to give a kav and half of that. For kav grogros, a kav of grogros, which is dried figs. Omana devela, or a portion of devela. Which also figs. Rabbi Kiva Omer Pras. Rabbi Kiva says, no, he cut that amount in half. V'chatzi lug yayin, half a lug of wine you have to give. Rabbi Kiva omer revius, a quarter. Revius shemen, a quarter lug of oil. Rabbi Kiva omer shminis. Rabbi Kiva says you cut that in half, make it an eighth. V'shar kol haperos, what about everything else? Omer abashol, k'dei shiim k'vigach b'hem mazon l'shtei sudos. The amount you can use to sell, and with the money, buy two meals. That's how much you have to give of oranges and bananas and all the things we didn't mention. V'amar Rav, and Rav said, V'chein le'eruv. The same thing by Eruv. So Rabbi Yosef said, I said this on the Mishnah, and Rav Menashe said it on the Braisa. So who cares? So, my ulume mehai mehach. What's the difference? Who cares? You ended up getting the same bottom line. What's the difference what you said it about? Rav Menashe said it about a Braisa, and here they said it about a Mishnah. So Gemara says, Ile mishum deka tani bahach tavlin, because in that Mishnah there, in the Braitha, we started off, what's the shear if you want to give spices to the ani? And we said the shear is an uchla, whatever that shear is, right? And tavlin is lav b'nei achila ninu. Nobody eats spices. Nobody says, what are we having tonight for dinner? We're having oregano for dinner. Nobody does. That's not such a thing. So therefore, that's not even a real shear. So that you don't want to learn from that Braitha, Well, atuhach amilo katani chita v'seorin. In the Mishnah, it says wheat and barley. Nobody eats wheat either. You have to process it. And barley also you have to process. They're not edible. That can't be the reason why he made a statement. You know what? He learned the Braisa. That wasn't. I learned the Mishnah. That couldn't be the reason. Ella, because, Mishum de Katani, Chatzi Lug Yayin. Because it says in the Mishnah, two lug of wine, which is the same thing, by the way, as two reviuses. Va'omar Rav, Ma'arvin, Bishtei Revios, Shal Yayin, which is the same shear. Since it's a lot of wine. Shmamina, ki amar Rav, v'chein le'eriv, aha, masnisin kamar, shmamina. So it makes much more sense, because Rav made a statement that the shear of the Erev is the same shear as the shear of the Yiv the Ani, so it's much more direct, so that's why he said it was better to learn it from the Mishnah and not from the Braisa. Fine? Good. Amar Mar, umazon shtei sudos le'eriv. Enough food for two sudos is enough money for an Erev. So Sarv Rabbi Yosef Lemeimar, he thought it meant, ad ikka suda mehai, v'suda mehai. In other words, let's say I have for my Erev, I have rice and chicken. So I need the amount of rice I have for two sudos, and also the amount of chicken I have for two sudos. That's what Rabbi Yosef thought. No. Amalei Rabba, no. I feel the next shoshravia. No, it could be any portion as long as it combined adds up to two sudos. You don't need two sudos from each item. You don't need that. It could be different proportions.
One of each to add to two.
Right, so it's not true. One of each to add up to two. No, it could be different proportions. Right, exactly. Three quarters and one quarter. Three quarters and one doesn't have to be exactly. Okay. Gufa, Amar Rav, Ma'arvin b'shtei revias shal yayin. You have to, for an air, you need two reviuses of wine. We be eating on kula high. You need so much wine. For Tanya, there's a brayse that says like this: Mishnah Medalos of Omer, Yayin Kideyet Lechalbo, wine to eat, Chomet Kidelipalbo, vinegar to dip into it. Nobody drinks vinegar. Vinegar is used as ingredients, like in a salad or something. Zaysim ubetalim, zaysim are olives, betalim are onions. Kidelechalbahem shtei sudos. So you see that the shear is Kidelechalbo, which is less than two reviuses. So the Gemara says, Hasam bechamra mevashla. It's with, I'm not sure if it means cooked wine or cooking wine. Rashi says, Ka'amar dechashav lalafesbo. Because that wine is used as like a secondary ingredient. Aval chamra ba'alma, the regular wine, be'inon lios bo shtias beis sudos, tahainu beis reviuses. No. For drinking wine, it's two revies. You drink revies at every suda. A lesser shear, that's when you're using it for cooking wine. In the foods. How much wine do you need? It's much less. Amar mar, chomet kde lipalbo, vinegar to dip. Amar rav gidel amar rav, kde latabalbo mazon shtei sudos shal yarak. Good. The amount of vinegar you need to add to two salads. Ikad amri, amar rav gidel amar rav, hanechal, Hanechal b'shtei sudos. The amount eaten in two sudos. Fine. Amar mar, zeisim u'betzalim, olives and onions, kedei lechol behen shtei sudos. Behen mazon shtei sudos. The amount of food you would eat for two sudos. U'betzalim ima arvin, Can you use an onion to be make an Erev? Who eats onions? Votanya, Amar B'Shem Ben Elazar, Pam Achas, one time, Shavas Rameir Ba'ar Diskia, he spent Shabbos in this town, Uba Adam Echad Lefanav, and a guy came, Amalo, Rebbe, Irafti B'Betzalim, with Tvian. I made an Erev with onions, so I'm going to go to the other town. That other town was called Tvian. I'm going to go there to that town. I made an Erev Tchum, so I could walk there, and then walk to the town. Ve'Shiva Rameir Ba'ar Ba'amos Shalom. Rameir told me, you can't go anywhere. He didn't make an Erev. It was an invalid Erev. Who eats onions? So, Lokasha, it's not a Kasha. When do we say that Rameir told him that that case was Ba'olim? That's the Olim. It's not really edible. That's the non-edible part of the onion, and therefore there's no Erev. The good part was Be'imahos. With the bulb, that people eat that. Titanya, Achal Batzal, if somebody ate onions, Vehishkim, and he got up in the morning, Umeis, and he passed away, Ain Omer Mimah Umeis. I'm not going to wonder, why did the guy die? That's not a wonder. The guy ate bad onions. He ate the non-edible parts. It's poison. That stuff is terrible. Rabbi Shmuel, Lo Shon Ela Ba'olam. That's only true if he ate the bad part. Avol Be'imos. But if he ate the part that we eat, less one, but no, then that's not an issue. That's fine. Uba'olam Namin Lo Omaran Ela Delo Ivzil Girsa. If it didn't at least grow the shear of a zeres, Avol Ivzil Zirsa. Less lumba. But if it already grew that amount, it's not a problem. Amar of Papa, lo amar and al delo ishti shikra. Also it's true if you didn't drink any beer. Avol ishti shikra, less lumba. If you drink beer afterwards, also not dangerous. That's exactly the point. We said that when you say kol, it doesn't include everything. It's not kol, it's not exhaustive. There's a lot of exceptions. Tana Rabbanan. By the way, everything that's on the list that you can't use, it's either things that are not chashuv, like salt, or spices, or they're dangerous for you. They're not healthy. That's all. Everything else you can do. Tana Rabbanan. Le'ocho adam batal, b'nei nachash shebo. You shouldn't eat onions. Nachash means, doesn't mean snake. It means the poison in it, like a snake has poison. U'maisa b'rebi chanina, she'ochal chatzi batal, v'chatzi nachash. He ate a half a onion, which has a half a poison, shebo in it. V'chali got sick, v'not the Muslim, stuck on his deathbed. And they davened for him that he should get better. Then they shasha srichalo because he was needed, right? Okay. So. So the question is. What would they say? Yeah, what's that? Because Yavit's answer. By the way, there are many that hold that you can't use onions for karpas because you don't make a hadama on it if you're eating them by themselves. Some hold you could do it. It's a machlokas. What? Right. So the question is, when we eat the mara, we don't make a hadama. We rely on the hadama for karpas. So people are makbid to use a real hadama. And some people, the machlokas, Mishnah Berurah has a whole machlokas, what bracha you make on raw onions, if you're eating just onions. If it's part of a salad, so it's tuffle to the rest of the vegetables. Who eats onions by themselves? Some people do. Not fried and not barbecued. It's a little rare, it's a little bit of a rare person. Some people still do it. Most don't eat that. No, it's raw onions. So therefore, you don't make a hadama. You shouldn't use it for an Erev either. It's pretty dangerous. So he might be talking about a different part of an onion, I don't know. But the question is, this is the famous Rabbi Chanina Mendoza who performed miracles. Rabbi Chanina Mendoza. So some say it's him. So if it's him, I don't think he couldn't daven for himself. He needs them to daven for him. Yeah, because he's a miracle worker. It's always that way, right? It's always that way. You can't daven for yourself. Amar Zera, Amar Shmuel, Shechar. Okay, Shechar is Ma'ar from Bo. Beer you could use. Beer is it. Uposel is HaMikvah, B'Shalosh HaSlugin. And it passes the mikvah in three lug. The halacha is that three lug. A mikvah is 40 sa. If you don't have 40 sa, you're waiting for it to rain. It's raining every day. You don't have 40 sa yet. Three lug of any other liquid will passel it. Once you have 40 sa, You can put 10 billion gallons, won't passel it. But until you have 40 saw, three lug will passel. So shecher, it's a liquid, it'll passel. Maskeflor of Kahana, pshita. It's obvious, no? It's obvious. It's not water. V'chima ben zelim made tefa. Why is it different than any other juice or something? Ditnan, we learned the mikvos, Rabbi Yossi Omer, made tefa, posan the mikvah, b'shalosh shlugin. Made tefa, posan the mikvah. It's a different color. So what's going on here? So why would I need him to tell me that beer is... Omri, no. Hasam, maya, tetiva mikvi. Hacha, shichra mikvi. That's called colored water. And here it's not called colored water. Here it's beer. So this Gemara thought, maybe it's really water. It's water that, you know, it's water that knows somebody. It's fancy water. It's all really beer is. Most of it's water. And you put in a little ingredients to make it have flavor. It's really water. Soda's really water. Coffee's really water. Many things are really water. You know what's not really water? Orange juice is not really water. It's orange juice. It's mamish freshly squeezed orange juice. Many other things are really water. Wine's not really water. Right? What about beer? It says maybe it's really water. The other thing, they call it something else. It's obviously something else. So, ubekama.
What's the fermenter rate? It's very
changing. I know, but isn't it really water still? So it's actually the machlokes, what kind of beer we're talking about. Are we talking about beer from dates or beer from real beer, what we call beer? Beer from barley. It's a machlokes in the Gemara. The Rishonim have a machlokes. Why? Because it's not, mamish not water.
Yeah,
right.
Presumably, water adds everything.
Right.
Coffee wouldn't invalidate a mikvah because we say that we can have it.
I know, there's another quirk about changing the color. Yeah. So if the coffee will change the color, even though it's really water, 99% of coffee is water.
Right.
And black coffee, it's almost all water.
Right.
You put in something to make it change color, but it's really water.
Right.
Right? You add a little milk, it's really water. The point is, it changes the color of the mikvah. That's another, it's a separate problem. Right. Right. So ubekama ma'arvin, how much do you need? So Rav Asi Racha Breid, Rav Yosef Kamed, Rav Yosef Lamemar, betray rive shechwa, two lug of beer. Kidnan, like we learned in the Mishnah in Shavas, hamotzi yayin, how much wine do you have to carry out to be over carrying on Shabbos? Everything here is going to be a chash of a shir. Kidim zigas akos, the amount it takes to dilute a cup. Because we know that whatever this means in the olden days, they couldn't drink real wine, it had to be diluted with water. So, Fatani Allah, Kadeh Mezigas Kos Yafa. A good cup. My Kos Yafa, what's a good... What?
The other way around.
The other way around. You have to have water to dilute the wine.
That's
what they said. Right. But this year we're talking about is the real wine. How much real wine do you need? Not a Kvizias. Because the Kvizias of real wine, you can't drink that, it's too strong. They would dilute it. So how much do you need? The amount of wine that will give you a kos yafa. What's a kos yafa? My kos yafa? Kosha bracha, which is a revius. Farmer of Nachman, Amar Rabba Baravua, kosha bracha, tzmicha shibo rover revius, a quarter of a revius, kadeshi mezgiv yaman al revius, so that when I dilute it, I'll have a revius of wine. So what's that? A quarter, which means it's three parts water, one part wine. Ukidarava, da Amar Rava, kol chamru de lodori al chad tlas maya, lav chamru. Any wine that doesn't have one part wine and three parts water is not wine. Viktani Seifa, and then the Seifa of the Mishnah in Shabbat said, Vishar Kol HaMashkin, and every other liquid, the Revius. So how much orange juice? A Revius. Apple juice? Revius. Beer? Revius. Wine? A quarter of a Revius. So it'll give me a Revius of wine. Right? V'chol HaShovchin, the Revius. And any other water you spill out, any other thing you spill out, also Revius. Right? The garbage water, whatever it is, the Revius. Now, midahasam, who was talking about the carrying, was al-chad arba, the shear was one quarter, right? Now, beer, the shear of beer is four times the shear of wine. Wine's a quarter of a revius, and beer, which is chol mashkin, is a revius. Orange juice, a revius. It's a quarter of the shear of wine, right? Right. So hachanami, so two by Erev, al-chad arba, it's one quarter, right? So Rashi says, hachanami, gabi Erev, be'inan arba, amar rav, le'el, ma'arvin, b'shnei revius yayin. So if by wine you need two reviuses of wine for Erev, so alma, b'shichwa, tre luga, be'inan. So for beer you need double that, two lug. V'lohi, that's not true. Hasam by carrying who debartim achilo chashav. The reason why these numbers were invented was because less than that it's not considered chashav. The reason is that's what people eat, a meal in the morning and a meal in the afternoon. You have a cup of beer to wash it down and a cup of beer to wash it down. Something to do with carrying on Shabbos. Something to do with anything. Totally different shears. Fine. The tamarim bekama, how much of dates? Amar of Yosef. Tamarim bekav. A kav. Amar of Yosef. How do I know that? Titania. Achal grogros. If I ate from you grogros, v'shilein tamarim, grogros are unripe dates, and I pay you back in regular dates.
No, that figs and dates.
Grogros are figs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dried figs.
Dried figs, and I pay you back in dates. Tava alav bracha. I get a bracha for that. Hechi dami, what's that? What's the case? Ilema de lefi damim. I ate $1 worth of figs, and I gave you $1 worth of dates. Why do I get a bracha for that? What did I do wrong? What bracha do I get for that? Bezuza achal, bezuza kamashalim. I ate $1, I gave you back $1. What's the difference? What I gave you, that doesn't make a difference. Ella, rather, lav, lefi mida. No, must be the volume. The achal, mine, giruya, de grogris. I ate a cup or a bucket full of grogris. The giruya, some shear. The shavi azuza, worth $1. And I paid you back a cup of tamarim. The shavia arba, it's worth four. The katani tavala bracha, I get a bracha for that. Alma, what do you see from here? The tamarim adifin, the dates are better than figs, right? So if that's true, then maybe the shear for erev should be smaller because they're more chashav. So Amalei Abayin and all the all of Dachim and Ebezuzah they call Masham Bezuzah. Really, it's the same dollar. I get $1, I give you back $1 of the other thing. So my Tavala Bracha, what's the Bracha? What do I get a Bracha for? The answer is, I'll tell you why. Dachim and Ebezuzah lo kafet alay zevine ve call Masham Ebezuzah kafet alay zevine. I ate something that nobody wants to buy. Hard for you to move that item, and I paid you back something that everybody wants to buy. So it's much easier for you to move that item. So for that, I get a Bracha. Fine. Next, shisisa, some kind of a porridge, something. Amar of Acha bar Pinchas, trei shargushe kisani, two spoons of kernels. Amar Abaya, trei buni de pumpadisa, two measures in pumpadisa. Amar Abaya, Amar li aim, my mother told me, it was not his mother, hani kisani, these kernels, mal liba, they're good for the heart. Umavatli nachshavta, and they get rid of all your bad thoughts, or any thoughts. From Rabbi Amrli Aim, my mother told me, Haiman de Isle Cholsha de Liba. If someone has a weak heart, okay, this is a very difficult thing to pull off. You have a bad heart, you want to pull this off, it's not so easy. Laithi Bisra de Itma, Yamina de Dichwa, take the right leg of a ram. Velaithi Kubuye de Dereisa de Nisan. I think this means the dung.
Yes.
The dung of Nisan. The Elekha de Kubida Arisa, if you can't get that. Laisi Sugyeyani de Arvasa. Get the, it's the pieces of the willow. The Nachvive, and burn it up. The Nechol, and eat it. The Nishti Basri Chamra, and afterwards drink wine. Marka, that's diluted. Okay. Okay, next. I'm going to read Shmuel. Kalshu lifton, kidei lechalbo. Whatever's lifton, whatever accompanies the meal, that's the shear. Rashi says, Kalshu lifton, shiuro kidei lechalbo. The shear is, how much of that do you eat in the meal? Lelafis boas apas mazon beis sudos. How much peanut butter would you eat to be malafe to accompany the bread for a shear for two meals? Kol she ain't a lifton, but if it's not a relish or a secondary item, kidei lechol haimenu. How much meat do you eat at a meal? Rashi says she kol she sudos mimenu. That's the meal. So how much of that do I eat at a meal? Basar chai, raw meat, kedei lechol haimenu. How much of it do I eat? Basar tzali, what about cooked meat? Roasted meat. Barbecue. Rabba amar, kedei lechol bo. How much raw meat do you eat? Rabba amar, kedei lechol haimenu. How much do you eat with the bread? In other words, nobody ate barbecue without bread. They didn't do it. Amar Rav Yosef, Manam Midala, how do I know that you can eat meat without bread? That's what Rav Yosef said, right? He said the shear is, how much meat do you eat at a meal? Rava said, no. How much meat do you eat in a sandwich? With bread. So Rav Yosef said, I'm right. You know how I know I'm right? Tahani Parsoi, because the Persians, Achli Tavhaki Blonama. They eat meat without bread. They do that. So the Gemara says, Amalei Abaya, Parsoi, whoever Ruba Dalma? What, we go by them? I don't go by them. They're crazy. They're the Yachid. They're Das Yachid. But the Daita Eitz, we don't go by them.
Was less meat
to
eat with a sandwich?
Yeah, sure. Vatnan, and we learned in a Brisa, Bid de Aniyim la Aniyim, Bid de Ashirim la Ashirim. When it comes to Tumah, how much cloth would an Ani use, and how much cloth would an Asher use? An Ani is much cheap, much poorer. So he's scrimping at every patch and every. So for him, his chashivas for begadim are much smaller for an Asher. That's garbage. How can you use that? Throw that out. An Ani will never throw anything out. So the shear is so different. What do you see? You can't compare different kinds of people. You can't compare us to the Persians. I have a big day Asherim laniyim lo. Right? So we'll stop right here, right in the middle of the sentence. We're gonna flesh out the question, what's the story here with the meat? How much meat do you have to eat at a suda? Okay, so we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.